Today I'm going to be speaking about attunement, and I was reminded when Emily played the last song, Visions of Johanna, how sometimes when I was growing up, people would say, why can you listen to him for such an extended period? I don't understand what he's talking about. And I didn't understand how they didn't understand how emotionally attuned, as it were, he was. And so that leads us into this topic, attunement. We'll start out with a vignette, and here we go. So a mother and her young adolescent son have had a few struggles throughout their day. And Sally, mom, decides to initiate a discussion, and she asks him to consider with her how they've managed some of this conflict. He is squirmy, and her tension is rising. She notices that he peers at her through squinting eyes, and she feels she has to speak with even more seriousness to understand the conflict and convey this to him, and she tries several approaches to convince him. He stares at her now through unblinking eyes, and she realizes that something here is working against them. She takes a deep breath, and she thinks to herself, "Oh, wow, look at him. He is really irritated." But she notices that he's still with her, and she feels that maybe she has a chance to connect with him. So she shifts her focus to him consciously, and she finds herself saying, "Look, I know this is hard and you're annoyed, but you are a smart kid and we have really good times together. You're funny and I love you." And she notices that his eyes soften and that her tone softens. And then she finds herself saying something like, "Let's find a way to work out these things." And she asks him, "What do you think about it? What do you suggest we do when we get into this conflict?" And he says to her, "Well, I think you should ignore my meltdown and whining." And she thinks this is really difficult to do when sometimes he doesn't get his way. And then he asks her to not refer to him as snotty, which she has done. So Sally says, "Okay, I'll give it a try. But when you're sneering at me and debating and making fun of me, I have to say that I really feel dissed, and it's really hard for me to tolerate this." She sees that his facial muscles have relaxed, and the urgency in her tone has subsided, and she realizes that she rather likes both of them in this moment. "How do you feel about me?" she asks. "I love you," he says, and she gives him a big hug with tears in her eyes, and as he walks into the house, she admires his strength for hanging in there with her. Attunement is an act of focus between two people so that our body signals, our affect, vocalizations are some of the things that we can pay attention to when we're tuning in, so that nonverbal language represents internal states. So what you're feeling on the inside is reflected in your winces, your gestures, how you're hanging your head, hands in your pocket, shuffling like this boy apparently was, etc. Sally's son, squirming, was read by her as agitation, and she thought, "Well, maybe he anticipates that I'm going to scold him." And the expression in his eyes, she was feeling as defensive. And she thought, "Well, maybe he's staring me down to relate to me that he too has power." His signals prompted her to change her tone, because making a connection, in contrast to disciplining him, was really her goal. She didn't think long about any of this. In fact, it happened in seconds. So what took place here? Well, I've done some research on attunement and learned that in the 1990s, the discovery of something called mirror neurons is one possible explanation for what happens in these moments of attunement. so that when human beings recognize that there is intention behind a behavior, there is a predictable sequence of actions accompanying it, neurons in the cortex of the brain prompt us to get ready to act in similar ways. Dr. Daniel Siegel explains, quote, "These mirror neurons are called this because they function as a bridge between sensory input and motor output that allows us to mirror the behavior we see someone else enact." He goes on to say, quote, "The brain is an anticipation machine. It is natural that pattern detection would involve the creation of neural representations that get us ready for the next moment in an observed sequence of motions. The brain anticipates and the brain integrates," end quote. So, in the example that I just gave, we can view the mother and son as picking up on the internal states of one another, and that they are both anticipating that there is an intention to work things out, which causes them both to relax a bit and then allows them to soon mirror or attune to the other. In the beginning of their relating, their energy may have sounded like a radio station out of tune, with buzzes and sharp tones, frustrating and annoying the listener. That's how I imagine it, anyhow. And as they begin to tune in, if we still think of this radio analogy that I'm making, the sounds come in with clarity, and each person has then released tension, which is creating a smooth connection with all the pleasures that go with it. So, to recap, attunement requires that we get free from being absorbed in projections, so that to be attuned is to focus attention on the other person's current state. Consistent attunement, or at least efforts at attunement, lies at the heart of secure attachments between parents and children, teachers and students, friends and lovers. And these experiences have a strong influence upon resilience and help children develop skills at self-regulation. So that would be the capacity to tolerate frustration, to handle conflict in an open, non-defensive style, to tolerate things that they don't like so they can continue to learn or cooperate and collaborate with others. And growing up experiencing and learning over and over again that you can be understood, that someone is trying at least to understand you. And that's basically the main vein that flows from the stream of interactions between parents and children in the household. This prepares children to handle conflict with courage, directness, and it nurtures empathy as well as nonviolent behavior. So, it would be great if you could tune in to Shrink Wrap online at khns.org, and if you could let me know what concerns or what questions you have about this topic and any other topic that has to do with relational issues, emotion, conflict, and I'd be happy to get back to you. So, with that, I will say I hope you have a lovely day, and it's been nice. Thank you.